Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello everybody, this is Paul with Torah Life Ministries, and we continue to read the Suffer Well devotional series. And we are up to 346 of this series. Continue to do this series, Suffer Well. And Suffer Well is so important. It's such an important thing to remember. We are going to suffer. Everyone's going to suffer. But when you're with Yahweh, you suffer well. So we're reading today, and the title is The River. And we're going to read the devotional, and then we're going to discuss it here in more detail. So it starts off, the Competitory Christian Band, Delirious, sings it so perfectly. Find Me a River is the song's title. Perhaps you will listen before you read. And you can go to YouTube and the link I'll put below the video here. It says, find me in the river. Find me on my knees. I walked against the water. Now I'm waiting, if you please. We've longed to see the roses, but never felt the thorns, and brought out pretty crowns, but never paid the price. Let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink, Yeshua says. Whoever believes in me, as Scripture has said, out of the heart will flow rivers of living water. John 7:37-38. Stand in the river of living water. It is cool, clear, and refreshing. Let the vitalizing spirit flow in your mind. Drink of the living water and never thirst again. John 4:13-14. Find me in the river. Find me there. Find me on my knees with my soul laid and bare. Even though you're gone and I'm cracked and dry, find me in the river. I'm waiting here. The wilderness is that cracked and dry place within your thoughts and causes so much inner longing, so much unknown. It is parched dry and you are desperately thirsty. The wilderness is meant to reveal all stubbornness, all defiance, all depravity, all barrenness. Water, I need water. Is this not the cry in the wilderness? It is the one place that can take the hardness of your mind, the rock, and break it, humble you, until you desire only your most basic need, living water. We didn't count on suffering. We didn't count on pain. But if the blessings in the valley, then is the river I will want. I will wait. In the river I will wait. The valley is in the wilderness. It is in the dry and parched places where your needs can only be satisfied supernaturally. The testing is in the valley, but so is the blessing. The song is so beautiful. We needed to share it with you. We wanted to dive into the river with you and perhaps go deeper than ever before. It is about renewed mind, loved ones. It always is about the renewed mind. He opened the rock and water gushed out. Like a river flowed into the wilderness. Psalms 105:41. And then the lyrics, find me in a river. Find me in a river. Find me on my knees. I walked against the water. Now I am waiting, if you please. We've longed to see the roses, but never felt the thorns, and brought our pretty crowns, but never paid the price. Find me in the river, find me there. Find me on my knees, with my soul laid bare. Even though you're gone, I've cracked and dry. Find me in the river, I'm waiting here. Find me in the river, find me on my knees. I've walked against the water. Now I'm waiting if you please. We didn't count on suffering. We didn't count on pain. But if the blessings in the valley, then the river I will wait. Find me in the river. Find me there. Find me on my knees. With my soul laid there. Even though you're gone and I'm cracked and dry. Find me in the river. I'm waiting here. Find me in the river. Find me there. Find me on my knees with my soul laid bare. Even though you've gone and I'm cracked and dry, find me in the river. I'm waiting here for you. Find me in the river by Delirious, written by Martin Smith. That is our devotional for today about finding him in the river, in his place of dryness, in this place where so many of us come and so many of us are looking for him, waiting for him, but we can't seem to find him. We can't seem to get it. We can't seem to understand why he will put us through so much suffering if he truly, truly, truly loves us. But that's what it comes out to, suffering well. We will suffer, folks. We will suffer. I want to give you this scripture here about the Samaritan woman in John 4:7-15. And remember this and listen to this carefully. It says, John 7:15. Soon the Samaritan woman came and drew water, and Yeshua said to her, please give me a drink. He was alone in the time because of his disciples had gone into the valleys, into the village, to buy some food. The woman was surprised, for Jewish people refused to have anything to do with Samaritans. She said to Yeshua, you are Jewish, and I am a Samaritan woman. Why are you asking me for a drink? Yeshua replied, if you only knew the gift Yahweh has for you and whom you are speaking to, you would ask me and I would give you living water. But sir, you don't have a rope and a bucket, she said, and this well is very deep. Where would you get the living water? And besides, do you think you're greater than the ancestor Jacob who gave us this well? How can you offer better water than he and his sons and his animals enjoyed? Yeshua replied, anyone who drinks this water will soon become thirsty again. But those who drink the water I give will never be thirsty again. It becomes a fresh bubbling spring within them, giving them eternal life. Please, sir, the woman said, give me this water. Then I'll never be thirsty again, and I won't have to come here to get water. We have to get this concept, everybody. We must desire this water. This water to quench our thirst that Yeshua is. This is the difference between just knowing the commandments and doing them. This is the difference between doing good and being righteous. This is the difference of everything. It's the desire to be like Yeshua. To be like Yeshua and to follow him and be imitators of him. He says, I will give you food that you will never go hungry. And I will give you water that you will never thirst. Remember, he provided manna for us, for the people in the desert. He is the manna. He is the water. We must get this concept down and understand this. Let me give you this, these quotes to understand this better. Like a spring of pure water, Yahweh's peace in our hearts brings cleansing and refreshment to our minds and our bodies. Yahweh sometimes takes us into troubled waters, not to drown us, but to cleanse us. In oceans deep, my faith will stand. Just like water ever seeks and fills the lowest place, so at the moment Yahweh finds you abased and empty, his glory and power flow in. Sometimes he parts in the sea for us. Sometimes he walks on water, carries us through the. Sometimes he just hushes the storm where it seems no way, he makes a way. Every single way in these devotionals, I'm trying to reach you and help you understand the importance of Yeshua in your life. and who's in control of every single thing in life. Our wonderful Creator says all the way in the beginning in Genesis 1, verses 1 and 3, in the beginning Yahweh created the heavens and the earth. The earth was formless and empty. The darkness covered the deep waters. And the Spirit of Yahweh was hovering over the surface of the waters. And Yahweh says, let there be light, and there was light. In Genesis 14:7, he says, fear Yahweh. Give glory to him, for the time has come when he will sit and judge. Worship him and make the heavens and the earth, the sea and all the springs of water. Genesis 1:7 says, so Yahweh made the vault and separated the water under the vault from the water above it. And it was so. We have to understand who's in control of everything. When we get to understand that, we get to understand about creation, and we understand about he created us. He created us. Job 38 verses 4 to 9 says, where were you when the foundations of the earth? Tell me, if you knew so much, who determined its dimensions and stretched out this surveying line? What supports its foundations, and who laid the cornerstone as the morning stars sang together? And all the angels shouted for joy. Who kept the sea inside the boundaries as it burst from the womb? And as I clothed it with clouds and wrapped it in thick darkness. Mark 4:39-41 says, when Yeshua woke, he rebuked the wind and said to the waves, silence, be still. Suddenly the wind stopped, and there was a great calm. Then he asked them, why are you afraid? Do you still have no faith? The disciples were absolutely terrified. Who is this man? They asked each other. Even the wind and the waves obey him. We have to understand who's in control, and he created everything. And we look at the water that Yeshua offers us to never leave us thirsty. To never leave us thirsty. When we understand this concept, we will live a life of joy and peace. And we will be comforted even at the hardest times in our life. It says in John 4:13-14, everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become to them a spring of water welling up to eternal life. We will suffer in life, but the suffering well is an understanding the water that Yeshua gives us, the comfort and the peace that he brings us amongst the troubles that we have in life. Jeremiah 2 verse 13 says, for my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living water, and they have dug cisterns themselves, broken cisterns that cannot hold the water. Isaiah 55, 1 and 2 says, come all who are thirsty, come to the waters, and you will have no, you who have no money, come and buy and eat. Come buy wine and with milk, without money and without cost. Why spend money on what is not bread, and your labor on what does not satisfy? Listen to me and eat what is good, and you will delight in the richest of the fare. The gift that he gives us. And just like he told the Samaritan woman, if you knew the gift, and who is that you ask for a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you the living water. Remember, give me this water, she said. Give me this water. Then I'll never be thirsty again, and I won't have to come here to get water. How many of you are desiring what Yeshua can give us? It's not just the water. Give me this peace, and then I'll never be in dismay again. Give me this comfort, and I'll never suffer from anxiety again. Give me this peace and this water. Give it to me, and I'll never suffer the fleshly worry and fear of man again. Isaiah 12 verse 3 says, you will joyfully draw water from its springs of salvation. That's what we must do. Seeing the well of water. And when he opens up our eyes and we see it, it's a beautiful thing. Genesis 21 verse 19 says, then Yahweh opened her eyes and she saw a well of water. So she went and filled the skin with water and gave the boy a drink. He's opened up our eyes to show us these things. He wants us. Psalms 23 verse 1 and 2 says, Yahweh is my shepherd and I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures and he leads me beside the still waters. Again, I tell you, and we've done this all year. We've been reading these devotionals. We will suffer. But the difference between suffering and suffering well is to quench our thirst with the water that Yahweh can give us. To take away our fear of man, to take away our anxiety, to take away our worry and fear, and just to have that joy and to live in joy. This is the day Yahweh has made. We should rejoice and be glad in it. When he created everything, he provided us all the riches that he wanted us to experience. Psalm 65, 9 to 12 says, you visit the earth and water it abundantly, enriching it greatly. Yahweh's stream is filled with water. For you prepare the earth in this way, providing people with grain. You soften it with showers and blessed growth, soaking its furrows and leveling its ridges. You crown the year with your goodness. Your ways overflow with plenty. The wilderness pastures overflow, and the hills are robed with joy. What is your thirst for Yahweh? Psalms 42 verse 1 says that the deer plants it's for streams of water. My soul plants for you, O my Elohim. Remember, truly, truly, I tell you that no one can enter the kingdom of Yahweh unless he is born of water and spirit. John 3, 5. Ezekiel 36, 25 to 26 says, I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you will be clean, and I will cleanse you from all your impurities and all your idols. And I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Water cleans, water cleanses, water washes. And not just quenching thirst, but it purifies. It purifies. That's what it does. And we need to let it purify us. Take care of the earth and water it. The river of Yahweh has plenty of water. Psalm 65, verse 9. I want to read to you a psalm right now that reminds me of Yahweh's quenching water that sustains us so much. Nothing else in life will sustain us more than what he offers us. But we have to have that faith and trust in him. It says in Psalms 34, I praise Yahweh at all times. I will consistently speak of his praises. I will boast only in Yahweh and let all who are helpless take heart. Come, let us tell of Yahweh's greatness. And let us exalt his name together. I prayed to Yahweh and he answered me. And he freed me from all my fears. Those who look to him for help will be radiant with joy. No shadow of shame will darken their faces. In my depression, or in my desperation, I prayed. And Yahweh listened. He saved me from all my troubles. For the angel of Yahweh is on guard. He summons and defends all who fear him. Taste and see that Yahweh is good. Oh, the joys of those that take refuge in him. Fear Yahweh, you his godly people. For those who fear him will have all they need. Even strong young lions sometimes go hungry. But those who trust in Yahweh will lack no good thing. Come, my children, and listen to me, and I will teach you to fear Yahweh. Does anyone want to live a life that is long and prosperous? Then keep your tongue from speaking evil, and your lips from telling lies. Turn away from evil and do good. Search for peace and work to maintain it. The eyes of Yahweh watch over those who do right. His ears are open to their cries for help, but Yahweh turns his face against those who do evil. He will erase their memory from the earth. Yahweh hears his people when they call to him for help. He rescues them from all their troubles. Yahweh is close to the brokenhearted He rescues those whose spirits are crushed. The righteous person faces troubles, but Yahweh comes to rescue each time. For Yahweh protects the bones of the righteous. Not one of them is broken. Calamity will surely destroy the wicked, and those who hate the righteous will be punished. But Yahweh will redeem those who serve him. No one who takes refuge in him will be condemned. Do we begin to understand now what it means to suffer well? To suffer well, Yahweh's word will comfort us at any time in our life, wherever we are. His word is the water that comforts us. We need to read the scriptures every day if we want to suffer well. That's what we have to get, and that's what we have to understand. We need to read the scriptures every day. I promise you, if you're reading the scriptures consistently and praying to him, you will not be shaken, and you will be suffering well versus just suffering. Isaiah 51 verse 3 says, Yahweh will comfort Israel again and have pity on their haruns. Her desert will blossom like Eden, her barren wilderness like the garden of the Elohim. Joy and gladness will be found there. Songs of thanksgiving will fill the air. Psalms 23:4, even when I walk through the darkest valley, it says, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff protect me and comfort me. How many of you are ready to be comforted? Read the scriptures every day. Understand about the water. Trust what he's saying and trust what he's doing. And then understand what it means to suffer well. 2 Corinthians 1:5 says, for the more we suffer for Yeshua, the more Yahweh will shower us with his comfort. Through Yeshua. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Isaiah 40 verse 1 says, comfort, comfort my people, says Yahweh. And Psalms 119 verse 50 says, this is my comfort in my affliction, that your promise gives me life. These are the things we must hold on to. Romans 15 verses 4 and 5 says, for everything that was written in former times was written for our instruction. So through endurance, and through encouragement of the scriptures, we may have hope. Now may the hope of endurance and comfort give you unity with one another according to Yeshua Messiah. Sometimes he needs to break us to understand this and see this, to take us to the lowest of lows. Do you know more people in prison find Yeshua than anywhere else? Because they're broken at the lowest of lows, alone in a cell, and they get his word. So many people in lives, on the last string of life, they come to know him. Isaiah 51:12, yes, I am the one who comforts you. So why are you afraid of mere humans who wither like grass in despair? Yet you have forgotten our Elohim, your creator, the one who stretched out the sky like a canopy and laid the foundations of the earth. Will you remain consistent in dread of human oppressors? Will you continue to fear the anger of your enemies? Where is their fury and anger now? It is gone. Remember, Yeshua wants to comfort you. Let him. So many of you reject the Ruach HaKodesh, that he's trying to give you the comforter. It says in Psalms 119, 76 to 77. Now let your unfailing love comfort me just as you promised me. Your servant surrounded me with your tender mercy so I may live. For your instructions are my delight. Let your prayers be for that comfort that he offers us. In Psalms 119, 81 to 82, it says, my soul faints with longing for your salvation, but I have put my hope in your word. My eyes fail, looking for your promise. I say, when will you comfort me? And Isaiah 58 verse 9 says, then you will call, and Yahweh will answer. You will cry for help, and he will say, here I am. If you do away with the yoke of oppression, with the pointing finger and malicious talk. Remember, suffering well is about Yahweh comforting us in our trials and helping us through them. 2 Corinthians 1 verses 3 and 4 says, all praises to Yahweh, the Father of our Elohim and the Father of our Messiah Yeshua. Yahweh is our merciful Father and the source of all comfort. He comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort others. When they are troubled, we will be able to give them the same comfort Yahweh has given us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then it goes on to say in 2 Corinthians 1 verses 6 and 7, even when we are weighed down with troubles, it is for your comfort and salvation. For when ourselves are comforted, we will certainly comfort you. Then you can patiently endure the same things we suffer. We are confident that you share in our sufferings, and you will also share in the comfort that Yahweh gives us. And 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 11 says, wherefore comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also you do. Hallelujah. The refuge is in Yahweh because He is our rock and our salvation. He is our fortress. We will not be shaken. Our salvation and our honor depend on Yahweh. He is a mighty rock, our refuge. Trust in Him at all times. Pour out your hearts to Him, for Yahweh is our refuge. Psalm 62 verses 6 and 8. And Psalms 191 verses 4 and 5 says, He will cover you with His feathers and take you under His wings, and will find refuge in Him. His truth is your shield and armor. You do not need to fear terrors of the night, arrows and flying during the day, that fly during the day. I know so many people that are taking drugs to try to escape their problems. They're trying to take all these different smoke marijuana and take all these different Xantex and all these different anxiety drugs. The best thing for your anxiety and everything else in life is to understand that Yahweh is here for us and He wants to help us. And He's going to help us. It said in Psalms 112 verse 6, surely the righteous will never be shaken. They will remember forever. In Psalm 73 verses 25 to 26, whom have I in heaven but you? I desire you more than anything on earth. My health may fail, my spirit may grow weak, but Yahweh remains the strength of my heart, and He is mine forever. Hallelujah. I want to remind you all today, it's okay and it's normal to go through trials in life. But where we go for our cure, for our refuge, for our answer, is not man, is not man ways. Do not put your trust in man, put your trust in our wonderful Creator. And He will answer all your prayers. So be comforted by that and suffer well. Suffer well. Have a blessed day, everybody. Yahweh be with you today and always. And shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33411. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
My very plan is to trust in you.
And good morning. It is Thursday morning. So glad that you are joining us today. I have a full team ready and willing to rejoice in the Lord and to receive your phone calls today. This is prayer and share day four.
Four, yes.
I still have enough fingers to count that high, David. So we're doing well. David and Karen are here with bells on this morning. Well, sort of, not quite, but we're all here this morning. It's not quite time, 7 o'clock, it's 6:59, so if your alarm didn't go off yet, no, your alarm's probably still right. We're just getting started a little early, and so we welcome you to join us today in the journey. We're gonna have another awesome day. What a day we had yesterday. Monday was an amazing day, Tuesday was an amazing day. Yesterday we finished off yesterday. It was tremendous, and people were coming through the door bringing in cash, and we